Wondery Plus subscribers can binge all 6 episodes of Joe vs. Carol ad-free. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
From Wondery, I'm Robert Moore, and this is a special episode of Over My Dead Body.
Tell me his name now. I'll put him 6 feet underground.
You might remember me as the host of season 2 of the podcast, about the deadly feud between Joe Exotic, a big cat breeder and private zoo owner from Oklahoma, and Carol Baskin, the founder of a big cat sanctuary in Florida.
This dumb bee down in Florida.
Some bitch down in Florida.
He would just always call her names like that crazy bitch, that hateful bitch. It was always something bitch.
Carol Baskin.
Carol Baskin.
Carol Baskin down there in Tampa, Florida.
She's a sick bitch.
Now, this wild tale has been brought to life in a new television series on Peacock called Joe vs. Carol. It follows Baskin's quest to put Joe out of business and his quest to stop her with a little help from a hitman.
We have reason to believe a hitman has been hired to murder you.
What?
Does the name Joseph Maldonado Passage mean anything to you?
Oh, my God.
Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Joe hired a hitman?
Yes.
Joe can afford a hitman?
Playing Carol is Kate McKinnon, best known from her work on Saturday Night Live and the 2016 reboot of Ghostbusters. I got to chat with Kate about what drew her to the role of Carol and what makes a cat person a cat person.
I have always related more to the inherent cynicism of the feline.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Do you ever feel like you're settling? For your foundation, that is. Maybelline's new Instant Age Rewind Eraser Foundation doesn't settle into fine lines and wrinkles. With SPF 20 and moisturizing Pro Vitamin B5, this foundation not only provides medium coverage and a natural finish, but also protects and nourishes your skin. And the best part? The blurring sponge tip applicator makes application a breeze. Say goodbye to cakey, uneven foundation, and hello to a flawless, radiant complexion. Try our new foundation today and see the difference for yourself at amazon.com/instant-eraser-foundation.
Hey, Kate, thanks so much for coming on with us.
Great to talk with you as well, and a big fan, Robert.
Oh, thank you. So let's get started. I think I recall how this all started, but refresh my memory. How did you learn about this story in the first place? Was it the podcast? Did you run across it in the news? How did you come across Carol Baskin?
I was sent your podcast. I listened to it. I loved it. I loved the characters. And they were like, would you want to play Carol Baskin? I was like, well, yeah, she's great. And then a year later, the documentary came out. I sort of thought, well, oh, you know, not that many people know this story or who this is. And so I can kind of do whatever I want with it. And then the documentary came out and suddenly everyone knew exactly who these people were. So that added a layer of pressure onto it. But I still was game for the challenge because I still loved the characters so much.
So let's talk a little bit about that documentary. Do you think Carol has been treated fairly, unfairly by the public in the wake of, you know, Tiger King mania?
I think that what got lost in all of the mania was Carol Baskin's life goal and mission, which is to change the law and make illegal the private ownership of big cats in the United States, which I think is such a duh.
But tiger cubs are so cute. How can it be wrong to hold one?
They are phenomenally cute. But you have to remember that those tiger cubs have been ripped prematurely from their mothers before they've had a chance to nurse. And then when it ages out, it's going to be locked up in a dusty cage for the rest of its life, or worse, euthanized.
It's so insane to me that people can legally have a tiger chained up in their backyard. That is such a horrific thing that I think really needs to change. And so I think her mission is a wonderful one. And I wish that that had been more the focus, is the actual plight of the actual losers in all of this, which is, of course, the tigers themselves.
They didn't vote against the bill because they didn't like the bill. They voted against the bill because they didn't like me.
Are you personally a cat person? Do you have any thoughts about like what makes a cat person a cat person?
Hell yeah. Okay, so yes, I'm a lifelong cat person. I have a cat who is my life partner and the love of my life. I certainly appreciate dogs for their loyalty and optimism. And yet I have always related more to the inherent cynicism of the feline. And I think that when you can earn the trust and affection of an animal who's sort of always rolling its eyes, it's just that much more gratifying. I just think they are the most fascinating and charismatic animals, and they are always just assessing and thinking. And I think that's what Carol Baskin loves about cats as well. I mean, if you're an introvert like I am, and like Carol Baskin has stated repeatedly that she is, I think you just inherently understand the mindset of a cat who's sort of like not filled with trust in the universe for some reason, but is more like cautious and slower to engage, but ultimately filled with love. I mean, my cat, if you could see my cat who sleeps on my neck and licks my eyes, the bond that we have is so strong, because I can tell that he wouldn't do that with just anybody. So yes, I am a cat person.
Yeah.
To answer your question.
I think most people know you first and foremost as a comedian. And I think it's a testament to your talent that you managed to actually find humor even in this fairly dark story. So I'm wondering, how did you go about that? How did you manage to find what's funny in someone like Carol Baskin?
For me, it always starts with someone's voice.
I just gotta rally your new troops. Okay, I'm just gonna go. I'm just gonna go for one. Okay. Hello. I'm gonna start again. Okay. Good afternoon, animal lovers. Do stiff. It's good to see all your faces. I can't see their faces. This is stupid. Hello there, all you lovers of cats. That sounds obscene. Hello there, cats. Hey, cats and kittens. Hey, all you cool cats and kittens. Hey, all you cool cats and kittens. I'm Carol Baskin, and I need your help.
The reason I'm drawn to anyone that I'm drawn to, any character that I play, is because there's something distinctive and eccentric about the way that they talk. And I heard her on the podcast, and she has this like eccentric manner and way of speaking. And I am always drawn to that because it tells me that that person is an outsider in some way. And so I can always latch onto that because that's, you know, how I feel. Shocker. It's not difficult to find what's interesting and unique about a person that wears flower crowns and cat print chemises. I think the difficulty is in understanding what's underneath that. So that was actually the harder part of it. I latched on immediately to the cat print and her laugh and all of that stuff.
I think you mentioned at one point that you were notionally open to meeting with Carol. And I think that I've heard from Howard that they were open to meeting with you as well. Did you ever get to meet Carol? And if not, how did you go about preparing for this role, sort of getting to know who Carol is?
I've not met Carol, but she has put out her entire life story on YouTube. She started during the pandemic reading the diary of her entire life in a video a day on YouTube, and I watched all of those. That was absolutely invaluable in understanding who she is and what she's about.
You don't know why you don't like me, but you just don't. I'm a blonde woman with strong convictions and a sturdy Midwestern accent. We all know how that goes down.
It's clear that Carol, you know, from the reporting that I've done and from the YouTube videos she's put out, that Carol had a pretty tough life. Do you think that shaped who she is today? And did that help shape your performance?
I think that she is a person who struggled financially, and that informed her work ethic. And she is, you know, I don't think people know that she's also like a self-made real estate businesswoman. And she's spoken about never having taken a day off and being very type A and a workaholic. And I think that that comes from a certain mindset of scarcity. And so that was really important to tap into, because, you know, you see a person who's like working 24 hours a day and you have to ask yourself, well, what, where does that come from and why are they doing that? And that was for me a very important aspect of her persona.
Okay, so I've got a question for you about Kyle. Kyle MacLachlan plays Howard Baskin, and in my opinion, he nails it. What is your favorite early Kyle MacLachlan film? Dune, Blue Velvet, or Showgirls?
It's really tough to pick. It's Dune. It is Dune, ultimately, because Dune, I feel like, is basically the Ten Commandments, but with worms. And Kyle just has this, like, I think David Lynch said this once about him, that he has this complete, pure openness about him and this like innocent curiosity about the world. And I think that is most beautifully on display in Dune. He's such a good egg. He's like, as my mother says, a TNP, a truly nice person. And that quality of like, of searching and of curiosity about the world, I think comes from him being like a genuinely pure soul who just wants to be nice and figure stuff out. And he's just he's a wonderful person.
So you filmed this in Australia, and I'm wondering, did you get to spend much time out there in the bush? Did you do any hiking, any surfing, anything like that?
I'm an indoor gal, and so I did not go surfing. I did not climb anything. I did have the fortune of being near the Brisbane Botanical Park, which is this like little slice of paradise with the most amazing birds. I got very into ornithology when I was there. I never considered birds. I don't like birds. I was bitten by a cockatoo when I was young, and so I'm afraid of birds and stuff. But these freaking birds are like just the most majestic and beautiful things. And there was this pond filled with what I have now come to know as dusky moorhens. And I just sort of befriended these birds and just sat with them. And that was extremely gratifying. I did not understand that that would become part of my life. But now I'm like all about birds.
What was your level of nervousness when it came to the famously venomous Australian wildlife? You know, the spiders and the snakes, etc.
Oh, you know, I assumed that if I just sort of stuck to the path, the physical paths that I was walking on, I wouldn't be attacked by snakes or spiders. And I did that, and I was not afraid. There was enough to distract me in the birds, and like there was a koala on the set and wallabies hopping around outside the set. It's just the most incredible thing. And my Australian friends were so shocked that I was so gaga over these wallabies, because they, you know, they're just part of their daily lives. And so I think they got to see their own wildlife through fresh eyes, through me jumping up and down and freaking out. I'd like to think it was a mutually beneficial experience.
All right. Well, Kate, thank you so much for talking with us. This was great.
Thank you, Robert.
From Wondery, this is a special episode of Over My Dead Body, Joe vs. Carol. All episodes of Joe vs. Carol are available on Peacock starting on March 3rd. Over My Dead Body, Joe vs. Carol is written and reported by me, Robert Moore. This episode is produced by Michelle Lanz. Managing producer is Lata Pandya. Coordinating producer is Olivia Weber. Sound design by Jay Rothman. Executive producers are George Lavender, Marshall Louie, and Jen Sargent for Wondery.
Murder on My Mind, a new podcast available exclusively on Wondery Plus, explores the circumstances leading up to the murder of two young men and the mistrials of the man accused of killing them. Up-and-coming rapper YNW Melly gained notoriety in the hip-hop world for his shocking lyrics and criminal exploits. When two of his best friends were gunned down in a drive-by shooting, investigators suspected the young rapper staged the scene. But after not one, but two trials that ended in hung juries and new evidence that may place YNW Melly at the scene of the crime, his trial has been paused indefinitely. With countless twists and turns, Law and Crime covers all angles of the case and begs the question, is this young artist the victim of a witch hunt or a silver-tongued devil who's evil to the core? Listen to Murder on My Mind exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.